On this day, 2nd April 1921, Rosslea Peace Talks. A peace conference of clergy and prominent laymen was held in the town hall Clonas yesterday evening to discuss the Rosslea troubles. Reverend Canon Ruddle, rector, Clonas, occupied the chair. The meeting was called to consider the best means of bringing about a cessation of trouble prevailing chiefly in the Rosslea district, where shootings and burnings have been creating embittered feelings among the people of both sides of the community, and which, if not checked by some effective means, such as the intervention of the clergy and leading citizens, might lead to disastrous consequences. The conference was summoned to bring together a meeting of the clergy and representative laity of all creeds and classes from the parishes of Clonas, Rosslea, Tydavnet, Kilmore, and Drumsnat, Killeven, and New Bliss. Addresses were delivered by the rector, Reverend D. Gormley, PP, Reverend Samuel Curry, Clone S, and Mr. Thomas Toll, Chairman, Monaghan County Council. After a broad and amicable exchange of views between the delegates, adopted a resolution to do all that was possible to prevent any further trouble in their respective districts. No census of Ireland. Dublin Castle states, owing to the existence of a state of rebellion in the south and west of Ireland and of the disturbed conditions in other parts of the country, the government have therefore decided to postpone the holding of a census in Ireland on the present occasion. A Catholic Viceroy. The Right Honourable Lord Edmund Talbot will succeed Field Marshal Viscount French as Viceroy of Ireland under the Better Government of Ireland Act 1920. His appointment is an historic event of the first importance, according to the Press Association, as he is the leading lay Roman Catholic in the kingdom and the first Catholic to be Lord Lieutenant of Ireland since the Union. De Valera on partition polls. Questioned yesterday regarding Dáil Éireann's attitude towards the elections for the Northern and Southern Parliaments, Mr. De Valera said, "Dáil Éireann is concerned with one question, whether it should give its sanction to the holding of these elections or whether it should refuse recognition and order the citizens to boycott them. I am confident that the people who now realise what is at stake will return none but Republican candidates outside the six-county area." Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As leaders on both sides of the community divide sought to end the scourge of sectarian violence in Rosslea, De Valera announced that Sinn Féin, while rejecting partition, would use elections north and south to elect a new Republican Dáil. He agreed an electoral pact with Joe Devlin on a joint platform of abstention and self-determination.